The views expressed in this presentation are those of the hosts and guests and do not represent the views of any lodge, Grand Lodge, appended body, or any other person or persons whomsoever.
Brethren, we are at refreshment.
I'm a cool guy, right?
Cool.
He's like, yeah.
That's all weird.
Cool. I see just a bunch of old guys eating hashed over crock pot food. And
well, you're just not high enough up in the experience.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh.
And the potentate is right where you are. And what is he doing?
He just starts laughing his ass off.
Hello, and welcome to the At Refreshment Masonic Video Podcast, the place for Masonic mischief and libations. I am your host, Wesley Reuter. And we're going to get right into this. Let me introduce you to the rest of my panel. Over to my right is...
My name is Brock Bosman, Raven Lodge 303.
And over to my left, we have...
Yoshi, Villa Park Lodge, number 1113.
And...
Marty Quillis, past master Villa Park Masonic Lodge, current Chief Justice Shio Grotto, and alcohol shaman, namaste and mahalo.
Alcohol shaman, wow.
Yeah, that's I'm trying to work that in.
That's
there.
A nice
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I see you got a new drink tonight, man. I was like,
is there something new there?
It's pretty much maple syrup, vermouth, and Evan Williams whiskey. It's good. It's brisk.
Looks good.
It's brisk, baby.
It's brisk. All right.
Well, as usual, we're drinking and having fun and... Probably getting a little bit tipsy, so before
not really
that happens,
having that much fun, but okay.
Before that happens, we start slurring even more. We're going to bring up something that happened this past weekend, and that is the new grotto for Shy Ill is the grotto name. We don't have numbers in the grotto, do we?
No, we do not.
Okay, so Shy Ill Grotto is the new grotto that was just been formed, and I'm going to bring it over to Marty.
Okay, cool. I don't know when you're watching. This could be years from now. This could be on like an alien subspace years from now wondering what the hell this was. But this past Saturday, March 23rd, 2019 is the year, was National Grotto Day, which was pretty much a national effort for all grottos to get together and host big ceremonials and kind of go from there. So Shio Grotto, which is a new grotto that we're forming. It's under dispensation that meets in Villa Park, Illinois. We opened for the first time, performed ritual for the first time, and had seven candidates, man. It was so cool. It was so cool, and it was so positive, and I loved it. But the better part was the whole national aspect of this. It was great looking at all forms of social media and seeing Azim Grotto, Tripoped, Ura, Hura, El Jala, all these other people doing stuff on the same day. Just there was a lot of really... God. I know you're always part of something when you're in masonry, but it's so weird when you're all in sync doing it at the same moment. I don't know. A really cool and positive feeling.
Yeah, but that's very cool.
The national numbers for National Grotto Day aren't out yet, but I'm like, it had to be in the hundreds of people nationwide. It really did.
You know, we should mention that one of those seven that we initiated was our brother and now prophet, Wes here.
I know, well, I'm not that profitable, but I'll tell you, anything you want, it probably isn't going to come true. But if it does, I'll be surprised with you.
Wes, man, tell us, dude. Like, did you like it? Were you impressed?
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. I knew that the grotto was going to be fun, especially from my years going up to what is the 27th floor and the
29th.
The 29th floor.
The former Hilton, which is now the West End, which is probably going to be something else down in Springfield. For many years, the grotto. I'm not sure which grotto held the event.
Every year is actually the State Association, but this coming year will be the first year Shio Grotto will be hosted in the hospitality room alone.
So, really, that was my first, notion of the grotto was just going upstairs to the 29th floor and getting partying. And getting,
come chill at Shio.
You know what, brother?
Actually, and trying to get up Saturday for Grand Lodge.
Yeah. But honestly, brother, that's probably like most brothers' first introduction to the grotto is going to the party.
But going through it, and even though you said it was a shorter version of the degree work,
we only did four or five seasons of the drama section. Is what we had the people to do. So we did the alternate ceremonial that was written somewhere in the 70s.
Wow. Okay.
That was what we technically did.
Like, the full ceremonial, man, that would take, what is it, like 30, 40 guys?
Really?
And, over a dozen scene changes.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
It's intense.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's closer to
Oh. First time on the podcast.
It's, God,
it's my father.
No, you
father.
Need to take it. You can.
Terrible.
I'm not taking it.
No, no, no. Family first. Terrible. You need to take it. Go ahead.
That was awesome, you're, actually.
Maybe he's calling. Hopefully nothing bad happened to paint in your house. Or
yeah, but.
We'll
yeah.
get into that later.
Right. So, yeah, but no, but like. The Grotto, but most people, when I'm like, hey, I'm, you know, I'm really all about the Grotto. They're like, oh, you guys are the free booze guys at Grand Lodge? I'm like, yeah, we are.
We're
yeah.
a free booze.
And it's yeah. free?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, our party, we, it's everything's, when oh. we throw our party, it's free
in the Grand Lodge. So how do people find about it? So if I were to go to Grand Lodge next year,
well, you're
going to
know about
I'm
it.
Going,
yeah, you're going up.
But how do I know, though? Do it,
you
know
it's, right? It's a lot of word of mouth. And then, again, I mean, this has been going, before Marty took it over the last, what, you've been doing the last 2, 3 years now?
Sure.
Yeah, it wasn't there
before. We had to take a year off last year. But before that, it was
hangover from the last 7 years.
It was. It's been ran for quite some time.
Yeah.
You know, before I even joined Masonry, it was going on. So you know.
Yeah, yeah. And I just attended the party a couple very times. Cool. Then I joined the Grotto, and then it became the people that had been running it for like 18 years wanted to step down. And I just happened to be there, and I threw my hand up. I'm like, I would like to run the room, please. Please give me the alcohol room. I need the alcohol room.
Now, I mean, like I said, that was my first introduction into the Grotto, knowing that. And everybody's saying, yeah, you go through the degree up on the 29th floor, all drunk, and everyone's like holding on to each other. You know,
yeah. That was, you know, we're
I'm like, I didn't get that experience.
No, we're trying to get
when
away
we
with that.
Did Shy Hill.
No, yeah, we, yeah. we're, that's Less not going to, no, that's no, not going to no, be no, a no. thing anymore.
I,
that's
I
just,
knew it
you
was,
know.
It was fun. So my heart was all into it to be fun and everything. So cool. I had a good time.
Good, good.
The guy that played the main character, I won't,
yeah.
won't say it, but the guy that made, played the main character.
If you're that curious, it's on Google.
Yeah,
he was
very,
not on
very impressive. Never he was. I mean, he really nailed his part. And you yeah. know, you, and know, you being an imp. I mean, I know you didn't have one line, but the pitchfork hold it, man.
Yeah, like, yeah, that was
like you
funny.
Can handle a rod pretty well.
You know what? Years of practice. You know, years of practice. You know, that's what masonry is. It's the rod work.
Yeah, the rod you're holding was
I'm
black
telling
with
you, when
a
I,
gold.
First
fork.
Met this guy and. God damn, he showed me the way around that rod work. And, I mean, look at these coconut crushers. You know what
I'm Yeah, and speaking of, you know, rod work, we were supposed to have an interview for you today. Wally, what's Wally's last name?
Harry. We're probably just going to do it another time.
But we'll do it another time and talk about, you know, like, proper rod work, and that's what I was getting at. So that will be.
I went to a school of instruction, one of the best schools of instruction. So every you have Sunday to be certified. By that school, pretty much, right? Or
not no, no, school, not that they, school no, no, in general. You got
to, but they do it for Grand Lodge.
Yeah. Dude, you got to be. You got you get certified by the Grand Lodge. You,
but
it, you
a
know,
lot
like,
of people, when they're getting ready to go do their CLI, GL,
yeah,
all that
they
stuff,
go to down
that, that's the.
About
it could be called the finishing school in a weird way.
Yeah. That's exactly what I heard. It's everybody goes because if you can pass it there. Then those are the guys who are you're testing
couple,
with at Grand Lodge.
Yeah,
well, a few of them, exactly.
They have
I can't think of the guy's name. Omar, he does the fourth degree. Omar.
They have a lot of good bars there.
Ruben. Ruben does the fourth degree at Scottish Rite?
Yeah, Ruben does. Yeah.
That's exactly who was in the class when
I worked. Yeah, Ruben's.
Yeah.
Ruben's usually there on
Saturday
or Sundays.
So his knowledge on just Freemasonry is mind-blowing, dude. It is crazy.
There's no rod work or... anything like that in a Grotto, isn't it?
No.
Okay.
But how do you guys get the script and how do you guys divvy that out and perform the sets?
Everyone has
everything.
To kind of work it out. There's a little bit of interpretation there. One of the big pieces of the ritual, and I'll say this just because it's in so much different artwork, is the cauldron. Everyone's got a kind of different interpretation of it.
Yeah.
Ours was interesting.
Ours was interesting. Ours, I've never seen ours. Cool. The reason why I liked what we did so much is. Going through and bringing in profits and doing degrees. I mean, right. It's a degree, right? I mean, it's technically.
Yeah.
You know.
Or an order. I don't know.
I've never seen what we did. Nobody has done the part that we did that day. Nobody
in
else
Chicago.
Done. Well, yeah, in Chicago.
Realistically,
okay, like,
the closest we would have to go would pretty much be Abbas Grotto in Peoria, who, shout out Dave Redman, Don Bell, and all you guys. But they do a really good job. But we were the first people to bring it to the Chicago area in a lifetime.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
That's impressive. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. And I was the only one there, man, who didn't go.
Only one here that didn't go. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
The only
you
one here
out.
That didn't go. I
yeah, know. You had to, hey, man, don't you know, worry. Fix your house. We'll, God forbid you do that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Dude, keep those four walls up and you know, a roof over your head. And don't fucking do that. You should.
But I'm definitely, because I didn't know anything about it. So I was like,
dude, there's time for everything.
You don't have to know anything about it. You know us. I mean, we're not going
to
steer
but
you
no,
the wrong
but like
way.
With masonry, there's so much stuff to do.
Nobody's
going to
jerk you
off. And sometimes you want it. You're really enjoying the Scottish Rite right now, right?
Loving it.
Which
yeah,
I think
yeah.
we're on the cusp of the spring reunion?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, the spring reunion.
It is right around the corner, coming up.
Okay.
I think 5th and 6th, Friday, Saturday.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
The Scottish Rite spring reunion. Is coming up this April 5th and 6th.
Yeah, that's the new one.
There's
new one?
Another one there.
See, neither of us in there are in the Scottish Rite. So.
Oh, what is what's the punks, throw in, the ads in the back?
York Rite.
I'm not in York Rite either.
Or just for now.
That's my biggest goal.
My whole Masonic goal is to become a Templar Knight. So that's what I'm going to focus on.
Did you get that degree?
Not yet. I'm only
because I was there when you guys
I'm
got your
Royal Arch
crypt
right
degree, or was
no,
it the Royal
you're just
Arch?
There for a Royal Arch.
I was just there for Royal Arch.
That's just Royal Arch.
You guys couldn't make that crypt degree.
No, we couldn't.
No, it was the weekend after that. Yeah, they did all three degrees, and then they did the Order of Malta that day too.
Ooh, no, that was a different day. That was probably the Order of Malta. Now was probably about a month and a half ago.
Either way, we couldn't make it to those.
All right,
you know.
But
I mean, eventually.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Well, you guys will get the degrees and stuff. I'm sure they haven't forgotten. In fact, I know they haven't forgotten.
No, I know.
So, but the 2019 spring reunion schedule. Well, it was Thursday, March 21st, where the Scottish Rite did have a live fourth degree,
and that's the first time they've staggered it kind of in a while, I believe, like that, where you can do the fourth degree, and then we're gonna do because normally we would do the fourth degree on the Friday night. And then that Saturday, you kind of really rip into all the degrees. So this way, you get the fourth. That Friday, they're going to do a degree. And then they have the all Saturday. So it kind of gives you that extra fourth degree to get it out of the way. And then you can like really get into the meat of the degree.
Yeah,
is it in Bloomingdale or Danville?
Bloomingdale.
Danville have – Danville's this weekend, right?
It is this weekend. It's,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Danville is this weekend.
We were going to go to the
There's
Danville.
A steakhouse, Danville, Illinois. Buy me dinner next time I go. It's owned by a brother. It's like the Little Nugget or something.
Yeah.
The Little Nugget? Not the Golden Nugget?
No, that's...
The Golden Nugget is in Chicago. That's what I'm like...
Is that what you're thinking about? I know what you're talking about. And yes, that's where everybody goes and eats after everything.
It's cool.
Yeah, and it's got like a...
Shout out to them.
What a weird decor on the outside of it, you know?
It's like all like aluminum-y.
Yeah, and it's got like a bunch of weird signs and stuff. It's cool though, yeah. Danville Scottish Rite is a very old building, and it's huge. And I think there's two lodges that meet in there. And there's probably more other Masonic bodies that meet in there. But the lodge itself is just massive. And when you go and see the Scottish Rite Center, it's completely different than Chicago. It has the classical Scottish Rite style where they can do the floor ritual degree and on the stage while everybody is sitting around. And it's in a double-branched like auditorium. So it's like theater seating at the top.
Oh, wow.
And then down.
It's a beautiful building.
It's absolutely very beautiful. And it's old and historic.
Is the Danville building in one of these nice little photos you brought?
No. That's the old Scottish Rite. Which is crazy. And almost all of those buildings are still around today.
New Scottish Rite.
Medina Temple. God, this was depressing. Because I went here as a kid for the circus, and it's
Did
gone. Yeah,
I never
yeah.
got to.
If it was downtown, I wouldn't have joined. It's just, well, I'm in Oswego right now, so it would have been way too far from
here. It's Bloomingdale's home.
Or Bloomingdale's, yeah.
You know what's funny? We went down to Chicago. We went and saw a movie that was only released in certain theaters, and then afterwards we went and ate at a pizzeria that was on the corner.
Oh my god, don't sound like we're not a nerd. It was Shin Godzilla. It was the last Japanese Godzilla.
Hey, they are not paying us, okay?
Those Shin Godzillas are fucking free publicity.
Okay, but I remember we were leaving, and you're like, hey man, you see that building over there? And I look over.
Did you just say no free publicity? Like there's a big Godzilla out there? Like there's big tobacco and big Godzilla?
Yeah, there is.
Whatever.
Hey, Godzilla's
Shakedown.
I mean, come on.
But I remember you when we were walking out and you go, "Hey, look at that building over there."
Fuck you.
I go, "Yeah."
That was an accident.
Oh no. But I remember you said that and I'm like, "Look at it." I'm like, "Dude, tell me that's the shrine." And he's like, "Yep." And I was like, "Wow." And you know, part of me looking at it, I was like, it was sad.
Yeah, it is.
It was sad. It was like, God, I would have loved to see. Because I never went there for the circus.
Circus was cool. You know, I talked to all these old schoolers that have been around forever, and they talk about it. You've talked about it. I'm like, God, that had to have been a sight.
Oh, it couldn't even imagine.
Well, okay. If you go to Indianapolis, I believe it's Murat, M-U-R-A-T. I don't know if I pronounced it right, so I apologize if I'm not. They actually sold half of their building to Broadway in Indianapolis. So they still had like a members area, which I couldn't get into when I was there. It was like shaking doors. I was there to see either Wicked or the Lion King, I forget. And it was kind of cool, though. And I almost respect them bringing a theater into there because it's still something a little bit more that gives the community, not just like a mass chain retail store that's kind of depressing.
Hey, man, put your phone on silent.
This is not my phone.
Both of them, both of their phones are going off already. Come on. Come on, guys.
And out of all people,
come on, act like you know something.
I always put it on silent, man. I'm sorry. The first time in the cast, it's me, of course. Blowing up.
It's probably his dad calling West. I'll be like,
"Where's my son? Where's my son?"
It was actually the senior the grand
Freemason
Dinkin.
Oh,
ooh,
that was next to me.
So. Uh oh, Joe.
Yeah, he just wanted to know if I was feeling okay. I said yes.
Honey. Oh.
No. See, that's how good our Grand Lodge is. The senior Grand Deacon gets you sent you get well text.
No.
Hope you're feeling better today.
He was asking if we bought the tickets yet for the Masters dinner.
Ooh, the Masters dinner.
Dude, is that coming up?
Is that happening or what?
Okay, yeah. Okay, whoa.
We should talk about that.
Wait, hold on.
Huh?
With the Masters dinner, let's put that out here right now.
Yeah, let's go through all these events. Okay. It was like we had Grotto Day, we had Spring Reunion, we're about to have the Masters Dinner, we're about to have the Cigar Shrine. Scotch Degree, we're about to have all this cool stuff. Yeah, Shrine Ceremony. This is all in 6 weeks, man. We're so blessed to have all this.
So, okay, wait, the Shrine date, what's the Shrine date again?
April 27th.
Okay.
I don't know if that's correct.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
Okay, April 27th, the Shrine Ceremonial for Medina is happening. There's also the Scottish Rite Spring Reunion that's coming through. We already mentioned Thursday, March 21st, which is past if you've seen this. Maybe the rest is past if you're seeing this. But Friday, April 15th, we're having the 27th degree. And Saturday, April 6th, we're having the
27th degree is a rare degree.
17th and the 32nd degree. What else is coming up too?
Shrine.
Shrine's April 27th, Saturday, April 13th. Our chapter, Keystone Chapter, Royal Arch Masons, we're hosting a Cigar and Scotch degree, which...
Oh, that is coming up?
Yeah. Is it open to any Master Mason?
Any Entered Apprentice.
Oh, yeah, that is... That is... yeah, I mean, you won't be able to, like, participate in, like, the actual... Oh, no! Wait, no, we're not doing no degrees that day. We're just doing the Scotch and Cigar degree.
Yeah, but there's a degree to that.
Well, yeah, no, but I'm talking about there's
you're
no, like...
You have a certain degree.
There's no official York
official
right,
degree
stuff going on.
Right?
Right.
There's nothing official York, right?
It's just it's a just, more it's just fun that. Degree. Okay, yeah, so that, yeah.
But,
that,
I mean,
any
Master
Mason, any Mason can come to that, yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's, like, $45. It's 2 cigars, catering... booze certificate and a pin. So this is a really cool deal.
Is this going to be at the
that's
shrine?
What I'm talking about.
It's going to be at a place in Des Plaines that's owned by the shrine.
Okay. All right.
So we'll put out the Eventbrite. Actually, I don't even know if we're going to get this up before it happens, but we'll do a
probably
recap
not
on it.
Well, also April 12th, and I know we're throwing, you know, many dates out there, not in order, but April 12th, the northeastern area of the state of Illinois every year has the Master's Dinner, and for the last 3 or 4 years, it's been a Medina Shrine, and it's pretty good dinner.
No,
you guys,
I went last
year. I've gone before. It's really good.
It's a really good time. It's like silent
Hawaiian
auction and everything.
Year?
All
yeah, this
year
is Hawaiian theme.
I'm not sure.
It was
80s
last
to, but,
year.
I thought it was MCAP or whatever place the children's home.
Well, now it
goes to something good. You know that.
Yeah, I just can't remember what charity.
They have a silent auction. They do
forget like what acronym of good it goes to.
Yeah, everybody gets together, has a nice dinner. This year, the theme is Hawaiian dress.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of years since I had it, so.
Yeah, this actually works out well for me because there's like so many looks a plus size
I'm
guy
I'm just
can
worried
pull off.
That we're going to have Hawaiian dress, and then all of a sudden we're just going to have a freaking blizzard.
I hope not.
We've had it here in Illinois, Chicago. It's happened.
I'm over the snow, man. I'm ready for the warm-up.
I'm ready for the warm-up, but God knows if I come in shorts.
I'm going to go to the skate park today, man.
And a Marty shirt like that, then I'm be fucking freezing my balls off if it starts fucking snowing.
So. It was 61, and I was like, what the hell?
It's dropping
out
there now.
This is the nicest day I've felt since October.
It doesn't matter. So we got a lot of Masonic things coming up. Just want to inform you about that. But we are going to have to take a break, and we will be back. If we have sponsors, you'll be seeing them. And welcome back to the At Refreshment Masonic Video Podcast. We are going to try something new today. We are going to call this segment...
Oh, yeah. You gotta get swifty. You gotta get swifty in here.
And what we mean by that is that we are going to talk about things that grind our gears, get us a little bit upset here and there at Lodge or Chapter, whatever. Not calling anybody out specifically, but just situations that happen. And we're going to see where this goes. So, Marty, I'm going to take it over to you.
I have one.
I know.
Do you have the new Grand Lodge magazine, the Illinois Grand Lodge magazine?
Yes, we do.
All right, I should have been more prepped for this.
Well,
our Grand Master of the State, awesome guy, wrote a beautiful article, and it was about unity, and it was very well
written. No names, remember, no names.
Yeah. Well, his name is Gregory Clark. I'm just kidding.
No. I know.
Not our Grand Master.
We have a Grand Master.
He's all good. We know that. We know.
He, got up. Should have had the line pulled up, but either way, at what point he references a quote from the faith of Islam. And we know as Masons, religion, what your religion is, doesn't matter. It just truly doesn't. It's just about having a higher power and a belief system and being a good man. So we all know that. It's pretty much ingrained in every form of facet of what we do. So someone, and this got deleted, and I wish they just let it go just because I love watching this dude get blasted. But somebody posted on the Illinois Grand Lodge Facebook group. Oh, God. And it was like one of those moments that made me hate white people. Like, I'm looking at them like, those goddamn whites are up to it again. And I know where the guy writes something similar to, God, I'm going to try to do like a really white guy voice. I've been a devout Mason for 27 years. I was horrified to find our Grand Master quoting Islam in our scripts as a Christian. I'm like, well, yeah, but your Christianity's great, but it doesn't inherently coexist with your Masonry. Your spirituality exists with your Masonry, but not your religion. And I was just like, oh my God. It always amazes me when someone comes in and goes, I'm a 25-year Mason, and then like miss the first lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To kind of end where that, because I know everyone's going to jag on this, the Facebook post was handled properly. The guy was roasted by pretty much everyone in the state. Like, pretty much. And then our Grand Lodge moderators opted to take it down, which was the proper thing to do. And hopefully the dude wasn't as kind of bigoted or outlooked as he was. I really hope he just worded it poorly. But it was just like, dude, really?
Really? Oh, bitch.
But no, but that's kind of like what's great. We need to practice the basics of Masonry, kind of what we're actually taught. And one of the first things is a man's politics, his religion, his net worth, his social standing. That comes all secondary. That's actually what meeting on the level is.
No,
I like your style, dude.
Like your style.
No, it's true. I think a lot of brothers... not a lot, you know, a few brothers from, you know, here and there.
No, it's not a lot. There's just like a few glaring loud ones.
There's just a few of them that forget that we're taught to judge each other by the interior and not the exterior.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's sad. It's sad, really, that happens. But, I mean, again, with anything, and we're not excluded from this, there's going to be some... bad apples. I don't know what other quote I could use about that, but that's going to happen. You know, there are going to be some people that's just the way they are. And, you know, I mean, it's not welcomed, it's not wanted, but it's...
kind of just happens,
yeah,
man. People get bitter and stuck in their ways, and, you know, somebody comes along that they weren't expecting or something like that, where it's like, it brings them out of their comfort zone where, you know, they think that they join Masonry for some universal thing or for something deeper, but, you know, they don't take the time to realize that that brother from Islam who is in your lodge, you know, like, in the Middle East, they're killed for being Masons. Like, they don't even wear square and compasses. It's very hidden. So yeah. To be open and Muslim and to be a Freemason, you know, we should be respecting upon those people. And we definitely should be putting ignorant comments out like that to discourage anybody.
I like learning other religions and I like talking about religions. And some people take that as arguing. I just like talking about it because you've learned something from somebody.
See, that
from what they believe, yeah, even if they don't follow it to the T. And I don't know anybody that follows it to the T. And even those people that do say they follow it to the T, if they're being very noble and honorable in what they believe, they will say, I'm still not perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, and
it's very true. Most people I find that go,
can find that in any religion. And then you find...
Yeah.
Idiots. And now idiots are not excluded.
Extremists.
From any race. Or
extreme idiots.
Yeah. I don't, you know, everybody knows what an idiot is, okay? I'm not going to, you know, go into specifics, but idiots are not excluded to race and religion and even fraternities.
Yeah.
Yep. Just because you're a Mason, just because you're a Christian, Muslim, Jew, doesn't mean you don't have people that do stupid things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not to interject, Wes, but speaking of idiots in Masonry, 99.9% of the Masons I've met are some of the coolest, most amazing people. Global traveling.
No, you're right.
I love going to Disney World, and for some reason, I always run into like 7 Masons at Epcot. Don't know why we all gather there, but we do. But I always, when you meet that one or two guys, and you're just looking at them, and like 20 seconds into the conversation, you're like, who the hell signed his petition? what did this investigation committee do? And then you see lodges just bringing people in to bring people in and not bringing
quality. I went to a different side of the coin we were talking about. But the thing is that in Masonry, I wouldn't have met the people I've met from all these different areas and stuff if it weren't for Freemason, if it weren't for the fraternity.
Yeah. And honestly, that's one of the greatest things about Freemasonry.
I love everyone that I meet that is real cool. So even if we don't get along too well and everything, I'm glad that they're my brother. I'm glad that they're there. But, you know, I just don't know why people act like that as though Masonry is excluded to only one type of person.
Some brothers forget to conduct themselves accordingly.
Yeah.
You're right.
You know, I think that's what it comes down to, is some brothers just forget.
Right. You're right.
I think some lodges get a little, especially in southern Illinois, and I hate to paint with a broad brush, get a little isolationist. Let's say you're in Salem, Illinois, and you have a lodge where the same 30 guys have been going for 40 years. What your vision of Masonry narrows. That's why you've always got to go to different lodges, read new books, listen to other podcasts. Do not listen to any podcast that's not ours.
Yes, don't.
That refreshment, best Masonic podcast.
The only Masonic podcast.
In fact, it looks like you're getting a little dry there.
Uh-oh.
I know.
You're regretting telling me to look that up,
aren't you? Yeah, I am. I'm totally regretting that now.
That's one of those things. And like, realistically, I think this is on the Grand Lodge website, correct?
I believe so.
Yeah, that should be on the Grand Lodge website. In fact, I just got there last week.
Yeah,
so
we did have a small talk about
it. It's a good article.
It is. And everyone...
Is that the one I...
Yeah, it's
the
one you gave me.
And what's that, the winter one, though, that came out in spring?
But...
I didn't want to say it, but...
Our winter issue that came out just in time for the beach.
Yeah.
But that's what we're trying to accomplish with this segment, is to just, you know, be a little swifty about things and talk about the things that... might upset us because not everybody does the smartest things. So, with that, this is our segment that we're calling.
Oh, yeah. You gotta get swifty. You gotta get swifty in here.
So, with that, we're gonna go on to our next topic, which is.
You know, I can't wait till we actually work out all the kinks of the show to 100% figure out what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, but we're 100%. The fun of this show is because we're just trying to, you know, get everything going, which is fine. Because
everyone that's watching at home, they're like, they've never done a segment again. They're not segments if they don't do them again.
This is a clip
it doesn't matter. So,
yeah.
Next.
What actually does make a good Mason? Since we talked about in the Swifty segment about
what doesn't. Is
pretty much doesn't.
You got to show up.
Is just showing up?
That's a broad expression of that. No, you know what? When I first started petitioning to become a Mason, one of our old school brothers, he said these words to me, and they have stuck with me ever since.
No Mexicans. Okay.
Yeah, I know, right? He said to me and a couple of the other guys that were going through, he's like, boys. I'm going to tell you this. What you put into masonry is what you're going to get out from masonry.
Right. It's
and
true.
If you don't put the time, if you don't come to meetings, you don't come to social gatherings that we do, events that we hold, you're not going to get nothing out of it. You're not.
Yeah.
You won't get nothing. No. And you're going to sit there and be like, why did I do this? Why am I paying this money? Why am I, you know, engage yourself.
You have to.
You have to.
Yeah.
You know,
make what you want.
Yeah.
Well, your working tools you have to use.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they're your working tools.
Yeah, I know. Everybody forgets
our working tools.
Well, you know what? That's the thing. I guess because maybe at least here in Illinois, we hand those working tools back. So, in a way, you kind of forget, well, I did give them back, didn't I? So, maybe we should change
I thought you guys
that.
Were making me better.
No, that's true.
I got
too.
You on a podcast, didn't I?
No, Brock. I agree with you. That's true. That's true. You gotta have brothers that are gonna, you know, welcome you to the fold, you know,
and
engage
you
with you.
Absolutely.
And be like, hey, what are you doing? Come over where a bunch of us are getting together doing this.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
like we touched on a little bit ago, is one of the things I love about Freemasonry so much is the camaraderie. It's the brotherhood, the unity. It's the people that I talk to and I call my brother are some people that outside of this, if it wasn't for this, there's no way we would ever socialize.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There isn't.
It just dawned on me. I'm going to say a name and I'm sure everybody's going to know this name.
No.
Because you're talking about brotherhood.
Okay.
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 Pineapple.
Love Pineapple.
I love him.
I have never sat in Lodge other than Grand Lodge with Pineapple. And let me tell you, anytime you see Pineapple, he will treat you like a long-lost friend.
Yep.
Oh, it is good to see you.
Yep.
Yeah, dude, Pineapple is a really good guy.
I don't know his real name, but Richard.
Yeah, Richard. Yeah. But, man, that is brotherhood right there.
Yeah. Do you guys know why he's Pineapple, though?
His family is tied into the Dole plantations in Hawaii.
Oh.
Is that what it is? I thought it was...
I didn't know
it was Hawaii. I thought it was another Somali or something. I could be wrong. Not Somali.
Yeah, I was like, bro, those are Somali pirates, bro.
I've been drinking a little bit.
If Somalia had Dole plantations, there'd be a lot less issues with that whole Somalian scene.
Oh, I thought he was Samoan too.
He could be a Samoan. Okay. I don't know.
It stands for geometry, not geography.
But that's the thing. I mean, right?
I'm so glad
that we are drinking right now and doing this, and we're going to have to get Pineapple on here. So
we need to get him out here.
Honestly, if we get Pineapple on, our numbers will go way up with Somalians.
I don't know, but I've been drinking a little bit.
You'd be weird, though, if we like made an episode for Somalians, but it only went to Somaliers, the wine taste?
Yeah.
Dude, those guys, that's so funny, dude. I want one of those chains, the little, like, little sipper cup.
On
it. Like, you ever see that thing? It looks like a little frying pan, like some of them. It's like weird. It's like this weird little pan.
So you can huff it. Yeah, exactly.
You know, they smell it and everything.
And like, a little sip.
If you ever go to a restaurant like that, you kind of almost feel important. You're like, yes, please stiff my wine for me before I drink it, you know? Yeah.
Smell the salmon.
Yes.
Bring a boy from the kitchen to smell my food.
Does it smell delightful?
Going back to where we were going, God, we always want these Jags. But realistically,
you said Jag.
Yeah.
See?
It starts another one.
Yeah.
But do you know what right now, if there had to be one superpower that I would love to bless the whole world with, you know what it would be?
Peace.
Fuck peace.
X-ray vision.
No, effort. Because effort is the one thing that keeps everyone from any dream they could have. All you have to do is put in effort. And what you were saying about you get into masonry, what you put out. And we do have to really engage brothers. We have to invite them.
Yeah,
but just effort. Just put in some effort. With everything in your life, if you find a way, like a couple weeks ago, I kind of had a really rough day at work. I'm like, you know, maybe I should put my application somewhere else after 3 years. And I kind of realized, I'm like, you know, Marty, shut up. Maybe you're being fat and lazy. Maybe it's you. Maybe you've been out of the game and you're not even realizing it. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put in about an extra hour or 2 hours a day for the next few weeks and see if my situation improves here and I get to a happier spot because maybe it was me. And that's the one thing. To be honest with you, since I made sure I'm in my office early, I stay late, I'm taking calls on weekends. And I know that really doesn't always work well for the life balance, but with that little bit of extra effort I put in, I'm definitely getting it out professionally. And you get the same thing in masonry and relationships, anything you're in. So an after effort, I would say he's got to be open-minded.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, effort is a big thing. I mean, showing up is half the battle, but then you also got to also put the effort into memorization. It's just not going to come to you if you do not practice on your own.
True. But showing up, though, is always a battle. Because me and him there's been so many times. It's 7:30 on a Saturday morning. We're going to some Blue Lightning or some festival or some. We're driving to Des Moines. We're doing something.
Yeah.
And the whole ride, we're just both just angry.
Yeah. We're just like, I don't want to do this.
Like, why am I up? Why are we doing masonry?
It was way too early. You know, I could have slept in. You know, it's my weekend. You know, my wife's at home. I could still be sleeping in, you know, like. But we get there. And we see all our brothers, and you walk through the door, and everyone's like,
makes it better.
And then, you're shaking.
You forget about all that.
And then it all goes away, and you are so happy that you're there, you know. And because it's such a great feeling. It really is.
Even, like, tonight, coming to the podcast, I'm like, man, it's so nice out. I'm like, blah, 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 there's so much to do. We could do anything. And then it's like, you know what? But coming here and setting up all the equipment and meeting up with you guys and having some beers, it's like, besides working on my house, is the only time I'm not working on my house is when I have Masonic events right now. So like tonight, this is the first time since last week at the Scottish Rite that I've gotten to hang out with brothers and drink beers and talk about Freemasonry and talk about stuff. And it's like, you know, we talk in the group text daily and small stuff, but it's like hanging out like this and getting to socialize and knowing like this is what I'm doing tonight, like It's a drive and getting here and the hassle and going through work and everything. But now that we're here, it's like, man, I wouldn't trade anything for these conversations and for hanging out here. It just makes it all worth it, man. And it's like we were talking about earlier about the brotherhood and the different people that you meet in the brotherhood. And, you know, it's like there's something that each one of you guys bring to my life that, you know, and everybody else in Freemasonry as well. But, you know, each person brings something to you that you can look at life from a different perspective or from somebody else's point of view or from whatever, or take things that you're learning from other people and reflect it into your own life, you know, that it's the small things in masonry, dude, that make you better.
And that growth is amazing. And something we've really never covered on here, but even the birth of this podcast started by me and him went to a chapter day. We were sitting at a table having coffee and talking with this guy, just telling each other every crazy story that I don't know.
Oh,
I guess that's.
I thought we were about to go into Mortal Kombat.
I had some by accident. But it was just how everything comes together that he's like, you know, I got this idea and I got this buddy named Brock and we should do this thing. And realistically, from that weird moment where none of us would have met, man, I've been taught.
Yeah.
We got super close. We're doing this positive thing. And that's one of the things masonry brings you. But we also all put in the effort. We all got up that stupid Saturday morning to go to a chapter day.
Yep.
But once we got there, we were super happy. We met a bunch of new people.
Hey, do you remember what the fuck you guys said to me?
Oh, God, what did we say? Oh,
right, we're going a little bit over in a minute, I know that. But I want to get this in. But do you guys remember...
Look, we, you know, me and him have this conversation all the time.
Desperately.
We both have this conversation all the time. It's like, dude, I don't think we should have told those stories that we told right now.
Yeah.
You know, because we just.
I don't know why you guys thought that. Like, you apologized to me, like, oh, sorry, we were swearing and this and that. And I'm like dying laughing. I'm like, I don't know.
You were cracking.
And then I'm like, you guys want to do a podcast? Yes.
Yeah. Why not?
Me and Dave were talking about this earlier in the parking lot. When I very first met you guys, and you guys were like, yeah, Dave, we're going to do a podcast.
Well, because
you guys are down with the podcast, right? Yep. All right, here we are. It was done. I was excited. I was like, here it is, dude.
Brock and I have been talking about it for what, probably about a half a year.
For about a half a year, we're crunching numbers. Well, mixer costs this. Microphones cost this. Well, what do we want to do? Do we want to live stream it? How do we... Do we just met you guys in an organic thing and boom, it happened.
But that's how things are naturally supposed to happen.
And no, it's true.
Together. Yeah, and our producer, editor, Dave, who has a bunch of the equipment, he was like, hell yeah, I want to jump in your project with you.
Absolutely.
And then out of nowhere, another brother who's close to the owner of this bar was like, hey, maybe we could shoot in the back of this room. And then Manny's Ale House in a town in Illinois, we stole a name.
The Trial Club.
We forgot to mention that, but yeah.
It was like, hey, you could use our back room and everything. And it's how all this is coming together also almost shows that, like, natural progression of life, that actual, like, flow. Mm.
The effort, dude. The works of effort. And effort. Not to get into a weird Buddhist Eastern thing here, but
putting in
that karma and putting in this work and this hustle of, you know, all of these different things, you know, you can see the benefits of stuff like this, you know, when you actually do that work, you know.
There's a lot of teachings of Buddha that actually I think really fit with masonry, and they're really great to
take a look at.
I don't mean to cut you guys off, but we are going to have to take a break because
we're well over.
Our sponsors, in other words, our cameras are going to shut off if we don't put them to rest in a little bit. So
we really got to buy better batteries.
We are going to take a break and come back for a little bit longer, so we'll be right back.
And welcome back to the At Refreshment Video Podcast. All right, well, we're going to end this episode really quick here with what we're going to call, where do we want to go from here with this podcast? So, Brock, I'm shooting this over to you.
Well, where I would like to take this is I would like to cover a wider variety of topics, and I want to get into some weirder, wilder stuff in Freemasonry, and... some of the more obscure things that we don't really talk about in Masonic lodges that we hear about on the internet, or weird things that we see in the ritual that we're unsure of and we don't really know why or when or how it became part of Masonic ritual. But it is important to the fraternity, and it's there for a reason, and I definitely want to cover a little bit more of that. And I might have just ranted on this random rant, but...
That's all right.
Whatever. What do you guys got?
Marty?
God, I just want to make masonry a fun place. I want the energy that we create here in the vibe to just really go out and just affect masonry as a whole. And make this about the young working man's, you know, just vibe, man. There's so much beautiful things going on. And masonry's not as stuffy as the world would have you believe. Most lodges are really chill. Yes, of course, certain nights you do have to wear tuxes or suits just due to the solemnity of certain things we're doing and just to be proper. But for the most part, we're a bunch of kind of wild dudes, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I just really want to express an honest vision of what it's like to be... What's sad is when I'm talking about a young mason, I'm talking 30 to 50. Like people, that's like old people. But, you know, what's really going on there and like the type of bonds that we're really building as brothers, I want to... make some of those bonds with all you people out there and start trying to connect with more people online and just, you know, get the party going.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And where do you want to go with this?
I love you. You know what? I mean, forward. Just forward. I want to. I am excited to see what is going to be next, whatever it is.
Hey, I like that.
You know, and I know that it's going to be great because I have my brothers beside me.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm looking forward to. That's what I want, is just to keep going and see what we are going to do next. I don't know what we're going to do next.
I have no idea.
You know,
I'm hosting the show.
And yeah.
But you know what? Bring it on.
But that's what I want. To the future.
To the future.
You know what I'm saying?
To at refreshment.
Wow, let me get my shot up here.
All right. Bring it over.
Little T-Rex arms.
All right. And with that, we will be signing off. Thank you again for watching, and we will be back in the future with more episodes. Take care.